Rokugan, a land of spirits, of fortunes, and of samurai. A place of honor, duty, and war, where seven great clans vie eternally for the favor of the Emperor, where a whispered word can be as deadly as a single strike, and one misstep the difference between life and death. But while clans battle in the high halls of the Emperor and on the fields of the Emerald Empire, a growing darkness gnaws at the borders. Here, the foul legions of the corrupted Kami Fu Lang seek to break through and destroy all that is righteous and good. And yet, the darkness beyond the borders is not the only threat to Rokugan. Political tensions amongst the great clans threaten to grow monthly, meaning that war is surely on the horizon. It is a time of sacrifice, of great heroes, of small stories of bravery that will forever go untold. It is a time of thunder.
Hi, I'm Michi, playing Kaito Rei of the Kaito Shrinekeeper School.
Hi, I'm Lily, also known as Lilypad Nebula. I'm playing Doji Sayaka, who is a member of the Doji Courtier School.
Hello, I am Rain Hayes, and I am playing Soshi Kiyoki of the Yogo Wardmaster School.
Hi, I'm Solobon, playing Moto Mununokoi, Unicorn Clan Moto Conqueror School.
And I'm Sean, also known as Throck, and I'll be your storyteller. Now, let's go play L5R. Over the course of the last few days, our party has been engaged in the Topaz Championship, the most prestigious coming-of-age ceremony in the Emerald Empire. They found out during this time that a young samurai from the Mantis Clan named Hitoshi was very likely the son of the most famous duelist in the Empire, Kikita Toshimoko, also known as the Great Crane. They've decided to keep this information to themselves, but also thwarted a plan by the runner-up of last year's Topaz Championship, a scorpion with a chip on his shoulder, to ruin both the championship and Hitoshi's prospects for graduating. And it ended in a deadly combat. As Ronin, controlled by this member of the Scorpion Clan, confronted the party on the docks of Suma, where the party came out on top, capturing this scorpion and bringing him back to Kikita Toshimoko for justice. Throughout the course of the Topaz Championship, Doji Sayaka rose to the top and became the Topaz Champion, a position held for 1 year that is meant to uphold the highest tenets of young samurai within the Empire. After the final coming-of-age ceremony, our party was greeted by Agashi Sumiko, the acting Emerald Champion. The recent Emerald Champion, Doji Satsume, had died, and in fact, his ghost had visited the party and asked them to help Hitoshi reach his Genpuku, which they had. So now, Agashi Sumiko, being impressed by their work at the Topaz Championship to stop this plot, has invited the party to become Emerald Magistrates in training, by traveling from Suma to the castle of the Emerald Champion. It's an 8-day journey that we'll be covering on today's episode of Steel Blossom Moon. It is a gorgeous spring day here in the Emerald Empire. You are in the kind of middle Crane Lands, which is a very hilly sort of area with dotted trees here and there and a number of rice paddies, specifically as you head north from Suma to the castle of the Emerald Champion on the right-hand side of the road, where you're getting closer down into the flats that lead to the ocean. You know along the way you're going to be passing the imperial capital, Odo-san Uchi, and one of the most important Lion Clan holdings, Loyalty Castle. But it's an 8-day journey, and you begin to set off. After the first few hours on the road, you come upon some obstructions in the road. There's some construction going on up ahead, and you see two members wearing the Otomo family crest, and one of them will walk up to you and go, "Excuse me, samurai. We are working on the Imperial Road, and we must ask that no one step upon it from this point forward until it is back to the Emperor's standard of quality. We hope you understand.
How long is this going to take?
We will be working on this stretch of road for the next 4 days, but there is a path around. Actually, a cart just went up that way about an hour ago. There's a smaller path around if you go back about a mile. It may add extra time to your journey, though. I know not where you travel.
We're on our way over to Shuroyagasha.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going.
Yes.
We're going to become Emerald Magistrates. Hopefully you understand that we have to go through this road.
I am sorry.
The quality of the road does not matter.
I am sorry, Moto-san, but it is the Emperor's orders himself that no one travel upon his roads while they are being worked upon. It should not add additional time, though I do congratulate you upon being chosen to become Emerald Magistrates in the future.
Emperor Trump's Emerald Champion. Crap.
The subtext to that is he's saying you're not Emerald Champions yet, and he has an order from, you know, on high. So, but you can attempt you right. can attempt to convince him if you so choose.
Yeah,
I want to incite the motherfucker first.
Sentiment air. It's sentiment.
It's under
air.
Scholar.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, yo? Somebody who has this skill probably should have done that.
You got a success.
Yeah.
And a strife.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Is that strife frustration? Is that what that is? Are you a little frustrated?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I can see that.
He'll be clinging onto the hilt of his scimitar.
Okay.
And looking him up and down.
The Otomo will put his hand on his weapon as well, which is a katana, and go, I understand. And what you get is, he's not lying to you. He does think it's a little funny that you, young samurai, have come up to him and said, we're going to be Emerald Magistrates. You should let us through this road. And he does not seem to enjoy you telling him to do that. And so he has put his hand on his hilt as well and says, oh. I understand your rush, Moto-san. However, I must fulfill my duty. And if you feel that my duty interferes with yours, looking at the handle of your weapon, there is one way to sort this out.
Okay, I think it's, if it will not make our journey take any more time, and it will just be a short detour, I think it'll be okay if we take the path around. No one needs to sort out any disputes of honor right now. We just started on our journey to the Emerald Champion's castle. It would be bad if we were to tell her that we got in a fight on the way there.
And killed a member of the Imperial family. I mean,
there's like 1,100 of them. They'll
I know, there's
know.
Like 1,100 of them. He's not like a brother of the Emperor, but he's an Otomo, so he's a member of the Imperial family. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, the Imperial clan. Right. In the same way that you're part of the Spring clan.
A little murder between friends, really.
Doji, Group Sayaka will look at the construction foreman or whatever he is.
Yeah.
And just say, thank you for letting us know and fulfilling your duty to the Emperor. We will take the path. Could you point us in the direction of it?
Yes. If you go back just about a mile, Doji-san, you will find a Y in the road that will take you north of here. I'm sorry, west of here, and kind of loop around this part of the construction.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Of course. And he is staring daggers at you, Mua Nakoi.
Did I fuck that up?
Perhaps in the future you may want to take a bit more caution on misdirected threats against a member of the royal family, but nothing happened. It's fine.
He didn't look like royalty. I'm just saying. He looked like a road worker.
Scroll by its cover and whatnot.
Okay. Don't judge a scroll by its cover. Understood.
Oh, no, books are a thing. I can say books.
Yeah, you can say books. Books are a thing. Although I do like don't judge a scroll by its cover. I do like that.
Don't judge a scroll by its cover.
Yeah. Okay, so backtracking about a mile, and you find the fork in the road. There's a bit of a copse of trees there as well, kind of, that grows out of this fork. And so as you turn around it and begin moving up, it's actually moving uphill a bit as well, because you're now moving a little bit more west into a bit more hilly territory. You cross over a large river and start to pass a bit of a forest on your left-hand side as you begin walking. And up ahead, there's a smudge of dust just over the hill that appears to be from a cart. It looks to be going relatively slow, and should you want to catch up to it, you're able to.
The cart's just going slow, or is it like
a... It's just going at like a walking pace, yeah.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought smudge meant like...
It's a smudge of dust, right? Like a little thunk of dust just over the hill from you that appears to be from some...
Oh, gotcha. Okay. If they're in trouble, they'll get stuck and we'll catch up to them anyway. Is it? They're fine.
Shall I ride up just to be prepared for anything in advance and keep an eye out?
If you'd like to.
If y'all think you'll be okay.
Will you be okay, or are we going to have another demonstration of unicorn subtlety?
I don't know. Are we going to have another devastation of a Scorpion Clan shadiness when we get to the castle?
Yeah.
Your honesty is appreciated. I will say that much for you. Yeah, he'll ride halfway up to kind of peer at what may lie ahead for us.
You actually recognize the cart and the back of the head of the driver. It's Ryu, who you all helped write his cart on the way here.
Oh, that dude!
Yeah, he was the one who brought Doji Satsume's belongings to his brother-in-law, Kikita Toshimoko, and where you first had your first kind of ghostly encounter with Doji Satsume.
Right.
Hey, it's that dude's cart.
Hearing you shout...
I'll turn around over. From beyond the Shadowlands, dude is a known slang word.
Dude.
I'll turn over to Doji and go, see, unicorn subtlety.
Okay. Are you going to move up to him, or are you just yelling, it's that guy from that thing?
I'll wait for my party to catch up so we can all greet him in person.
Okay. You all make your way up to Ryu's cart, single horse. It's a little two-wheel cart that he sits on the front of, and so it's got essentially six legs of locomotion. And it's much less full than it was on the way there. There are a few trunks in the back, including one that still contains the personal mon of Doji Satsume that apparently Toshimoko didn't want or something for some reason. But then there are a couple of what look like parcel dispatches and things like that in there as you come up on the coast. Some like bags that possibly are full of letters or something. As you come up, he goes, oh, hello, Samurai-sama. It's good to see you. It seems that we share the road.
Yes, it does. Where are you off to?
I'm going back to my home at the Castle of the Emerald Magistrate.
Oh, you are. You live there.
Yes, I am a servant of the Emerald Champion.
We share a destination as well as a road.
I would be honored, but do not expect that you would be willing to travel with a peasant.
Why not?
He'll look up and not look you in the face. And go, I would be honored.
You can look me in the eyes.
I will not.
Okay. That's kind of a death sentence.
I won't force the matter. All right.
We would be grateful to accompany you to our destination.
I would be glad for the company and the protection.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
I can't help but notice that there is still some of the former champion's things in the cart. Are you bringing them back?
Yes, it's various papers that are going to go in the archives.
Oh, yes, of course. All right, then. Shall we head off?
As a group, we are great at small talk.
Yes, you are quite proficient at small talk, Soshi-sama. I'm very impressed by your ability to talk small with a peasant, Soshi-sama.
I'm just gonna shake my head.
This is what sarcasm sounds like in Rokugan. okay.
Great, let's be off then.
For the rest of the day, we'll pass uneventfully. It's actually a pretty gorgeous mid-spring day. Trees are in full bloom around you. The sun is shining with light clouds in the sky. This is a notably pretty part of Rokugan, being kind of the homelands of both the crane and the lion. It is relatively well kept as things go. Everything here is held by some minor petty lord somewhere. And so even this small sidetrack, which is really only wide enough for two carts to pass each other, and not much more than that, while the Imperial roads are much wider and much more well-kept, even this here doesn't seem too bad to travel on. It doesn't seem that it's going to hold you up that much. But the end of the day will come, and you do find a suitable camping spot. You can either choose to press for the night or find a nice camping spot off the road and have an evening.
I think it would be great to find a nice camping spot off the road.
Is there a particular reason why?
We shouldn't. We don't want to arrive at the castle out of sorts. We should arrive at a proper time and in our best state.
If you think it's best.
We have an 8-day journey. There's no reason to rush.
Right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
If we must rush, we should do so near the end, as not all of us have a beast of burden to assist us.
Or a horse. We're calling a beast.
the horse.
He's a great friend.
Lovely. Very good conversationalist.
He listens well, more than I can say for others. I guess we will camp.
Okay. Camp is made. You're on a back road. It's not as well secured. There may be bandits. There's not been a lot of rumors of bandits in this area, but banditry is a thing in Rokugan. So it's up to you if you want to set a watch or not. It's not like there are roving bands of, like, Oni running around, right? It's not like D&D where you could expect to be, like, hopped by a red dragon for no reason. But
yeah, but we are kind of taking upon ourselves the responsibility of protecting this cart, so we should probably actually do that.
Sure.
Yeah, we definitely should. And also, I mean, bandits are still a thing, right?
Yep. Yeah. We can set a watch.
Somebody who has better eyes than me should probably do that.
Right.
So this camping spot that we found, there's, like, is it easily visible to the road?
The initial one you find is right off the side of the road, but if you're looking for something more secure and suitable, you can make a survival check.
I will do that.
Okay. Earth. That is two opportunity and a strife, which means you look around and you're frustrated.
Okay.
There's some, but you can, of course, remove that one strife with one of those opportunities. You don't really take any strife from it, but...
No, I don't see a better spot, so I guess we're camping here.
Could I go back a little bit on the path and make some tracks and just, like, regular people traveling wouldn't matter, but, like, if there were, like, bandits going around looking for, like, stuff and things, they would see some, like, I could try to make some tracks that they would, like, try to follow and kind of get them confused.
Yeah. What's your approach? I feel like it's either gonna be survival or skullduggery, depending on how you do it. But what's your approach? Because I don't have a good approach in mind for that.
I was gonna do because air is con.
Okay. Oh yeah, air. Yeah.
So yeah, I was gonna do air, and then probably we'll go with skullduggery because it's more tricky than like. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, air, skullduggery.
I will guard Sayaka as she does that.
Okay.
Cool. I can keep up to three. Yeah. So I'll wipe that strife with one of the opportunities. So yep. A success and an opportunity.
I think that's great. And that is enough for you to plant some false tracks. They'll be fine at night. During the day, under close inspection, they may not be the most convincing thing ever, but they're good for darkness. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Cool. Is there any way I can assist her with my survival?
Yeah, go ahead and roll an extra ring die. That is how assist works. You donate an extra die to the pool.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Success and a strife.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
I'm sorry. Opportunity and a strife. So, you know. Well, but you do have three opportunity, so you could take two successes and two strife if you so choose.
Yeah. So two successes, two strife, and I've marked that down.
Dunsies.
The strife from this comes from the fact that I'm doing something that samurai don't really do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're being tricksy and not at all honest. And that you have acknowledged that, I think, is great. So go ahead and lose two honor.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Boop, boop, and lose one honor, Mu and Akoi, for assisting in the dishonorable act. Boop, boop.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, but it's dishonorable, but it's on whatever.
It's fine. Yeah. I wouldn't have even thought of it if you hadn't acknowledged it, but you're right. It violates the samurai tenet of honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Nicely done. So, that's what you're like the person in school who asks for extra homework, aren't you?
Listen.
That's who you are. Okay.
Who feels attacked right now?
So, with the two successes and two strife, you are able to make some pretty convincing tracks, actually, that even at night or even during the day may hold up to scrutiny. You're able to set your campfire, and the Ryu parks the wagon nearby and leashes down the one horse that's dragging it, pulling it along. It's not dragging it. It has wheels. It's pulling it along. And you all settle in for the evening. There is space here for a scene, of course, if you want one.
I'm going to check the road to make sure that there's nobody coming. And then I'm going to sit down by my pack. I am going to open my pack and remove some traveling clothes. I'll take off my ceremonial clothes and the armor. And I will take off the eyepiece to reveal that I do have a working left eye. I'll take off the wig to reveal my shorter hair, my stature, so I'm sitting up a little higher.
Well then.
It's really hard to see when you only have the one eye. The depth perception's really off.
So why do it?
Huh?
Well, because I was supposed to.
Oh, I mean, is it the whole disguise or is it just the eye? Because just the hair, it was convincing enough. I don't know if you need the eye.
Yeah, I need it.
Okay. Trying to help.
I also take out my, since we didn't show that in the ceremony, she also has a katana. So she'll take out her katana and strap it to her belt.
Pull that out of there.
Do you have anything else?
I mean, that's, yeah.
A very masterful disguise.
It was it was very good, actually.
Like I said, scorpion business.
How do I respectfully ask if your name is still Kuroyuki?
too late. You just asked it.
My name is Soshi Kuroyuki.
I would like to fetch a bit water.
Go ahead and check to see if she's lying. She's scorpion, not lying, by the way. Okay, so two successes, an opportunity, and a strife.
Are you reroll two of those dice.
Oh, okay. Do so. Did you have a skill die in this?
No, but it is part of my advantages and disadvantages, thanks to my adoptive father.
Oh, okay, sweet. So that's up to three successes and an opportunity and a strife.
Okay.
Are you dissembling, Soshi Kuroyuki?
No.
Okay.
I am absolutely honest in being Soshi Kuroyuki.
Okay. Great.
For now.
Kuroyuki, I think we will work better, though, if we knew the full capabilities that you have within you, instead of obviously keep your business to yourself, but getting to know one another, it's fairly obvious what Sayaka is good at talking, and what Rei is good at with the temples, right, Michi? It's like sort of your temples and religious aspects.
Yes, no, it's mysticism and archery, basically.
Yeah, spell stuff. if we knew your folk capabilities, perhaps we'll be able to... I can't believe I'm going to say this. Aid the Scorpion Clan in your business. As long as it doesn't divert ours.
I don't think you'll ever know the difference.
Well, I guess what I'm getting at is you personally trying to give an olive branch here. What advantages could we utilize together as a group?
Well, you know, I'm good at disguises.
Very good, apparently.
And I'll take out the charm that I made, the ward, and I'll look at it for a moment, and I'll crumple it up and throw it in the fire.
Oh, that was... Even the one that you gave to Hitoshi in the bar?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That was the one that I gave Hitoshi in the bar.
Okay, fair. Sure. Great.
Moto will just pour his ale a little bit harder, and he'll... drank a little more than usual today. Not enough to, like, he's a master drinker. So he's just like, he knows how to handle his liquor a bit more. I'll pass some over to Soshi.
I'll take some and I'll throw it back hard.
I think we're going to get along, you and I.
Okay. So unless there's anything else. Then the rest of the night will pass uneventfully, with ale being thrown back hard, simple road rations, an awkward staring at the dirt peasant, former employee of the Emerald Champion, soon to be again employee of whoever the new Emerald Champion will be, sitting with you. Is there any sort of watch you are all going to set up, or are you just going to sack through the night?
I'll take first watch, and I'll climb a tree.
You just want to do like a few hours, and then... Mm-hmm. Wake me up when you wish to sleep.
Munukoi will brush his horse and clean the hooves, stuff like that.
Awesome. All right. So the night passes then, and you wake up early in the morning. It is tradition to wake up just before dawn and have a very simple meal, normally cold noodles and miso soup, or some sort of fermented fish and noodles or something like that, along with some tea. And so you have a quick repast. And are back on the road. As you continue moving north towards the castle of the Emerald Champion, you cross over a relatively large river. There's a gorgeous kind of red painted bridge that goes across it. Whoever is the master of this land seems to care a lot for at least the infrastructure here, or is either that or is showing ostentatious wealth on purpose, either which are possible. It's hard to know unless you know the person. The afternoon will pass. You'll stop for a few hours for lunch, and about mid-afternoon, you begin seeing some peasants along the side of the road slouching underneath a shady tree. What's odd is, as you begin to pass them, most of them are not looking at you, but a few of them do meet your eyes and show some pretty deep resentment. You hear a low hum of maybe heckling. It's hard to tell as they're as you're passing by, but they do not appear to be showing you this respect your station deserves. And according to the social rules of your class, you do have the right to teach them some respect. However, to do so might also offend their lord. But if you, is anybody, what do y'all want to do?
Moto's used to it. He continues writing.
Do we know who the lord of this land is?
You can make a history, is it history? History check?
Government?
Government, yes. Thank you, government.
I'll do that.
Government air?
Air? I'm thinking on approach for this one. Coming water, in on approach. Earth? It's Earth because it's memory. Probably Earth because it's memory.
Okie dokie. A success.
Yay, one success for Kaido Ray as well. Okay, so you know once you've crossed over the river, you've crossed into Lionlands. To the specific lord who owns this place, you're not sure, but there is a very martial Okoto family that owns the larger, like, sub-province that this is a part of. But some specific person would, you know, take care of the surrounding few miles around a minor castle here. You're not sure who that minor lord is, but you recall that there's a... And you just can't remember his name, either of you, off the top of your head. There's a relatively famous Okoto general's family who still owns this sub-province.
I would like to stop and offer the peasants water.
One of them will look up at you when you hand the water down.
Wow.
Also, feel free to make a check for me as well. Air aesthetics for perception. Or air skullduggery. Something going on here more than them just being not happy with you. There's a few weird sort of shapes that are covered by simple wrapping cloth that when you first passed by, you assumed were their farmer's tools. But now that you look at them a little bit more, might not be farmer's tools.
So, if I'm remembering the lore right, Lion and Phoenix are kind of...
They're not super friendly. Crane is generally allied with the Phoenix and generally allied with the Unicorn at this point. But the direct conflicts that are happening right now are between Lion and Unicorn and Lion and Crane. They're not all-out wars yet, at least that you're aware of. But there is a lot of border tension there. And so as a Phoenix, you can draw what conclusions you will as a possible ally of the Crane.
Can I, is there anything to either the way they are standing or to the shape of those bundles that would tell me that these are running?
Yep, feel free to make a skullduggery air check.
I actually wouldn't. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Holy God! Okay. So that's two exploding successes, two successes, and three strife is probably your best bet.
Can I keep the two exploding successes and an opportunity to wipe out the strife?
Yes,
wipe
you
out
can. One of the strife. Yes, okay. Absolutely. That makes more sense. So you were starting with one success, two exploding success, and two strife. Oh, no.
No,
I did that wrong. One success, one exploding success, and one strife.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're weapons. Oh, yeah, those are certainly, like, katanas and bow staffs and stuff.
Yeah, I was actually, since she noticed it, I was just going to, like, get her attention, point that out, and be like, hey, get rid of those. Kind of like a command nod to get that across without saying anything.
I'm going to be a little unsubtle.
Oh, no, be subtle.
Be as subtle as a unicorn.
I mean, I could just charge through them and kick the fucking weapons on the ground on my horse.
I will turn towards the cart like I'm inspecting something and just casually say, you would think that the Lion, of all people, would not encourage such disrespect. But it seems they've fallen on hard times recently.
We're not no Lion. Scorpion. No,
but you're Lion.
Venom Speaker.
I see what you did there. How is it that you always instigate combat? Because what immediately happens next, one of them actually has a patch over their eye, and he says, screw it, take him. And we're going to roll initiative as they start whipping out their weapons. All right, so in descending order. So, Kuroyuki, I'll allow you to go first, because you're the PC, and I think PCs should go before NPCs.
I have things I can do.
You do.
Would taking out my Tessen count as, like, would that be my action?
You know what? I am going to say, because I kind of hate it and just want to get into combat, I think you're all trained samurai. You can draw your sword and strike in the same turn. You can draw your weapon and strike in the same turn.
Okay, so...
If you're using focus, if you're using vigilance, I think the way I would write it, because I don't know if this is how it's actually written, I would say if you're surprised... You have to take the action to draw your weapon. If you're ready, you just get to draw it. And you were all ready. Does that sound fair to the team?
Yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
Okay, so we now have two house rules. And I will write them down so we keep track of them. But I know there's going to be a fight. I should be able to draw my weapon and hit you on the first round. That's all.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
All right, so you are able to draw your Tessen and attack. Indeed.
So I'm actually going to use a technique.
Okay.
I'll do Deadly Sting with my Tessen.
Now, what does Deadly Sting do?
Deadly Sting, and I'm targeting the leader.
Okay.
As an attack action, you may use one dose of poison and make a TN3 martial arts air check using a readied concealable weapon, targeting one character with weapon's range. If you succeed...
I should say conflict starts at range 2.
Okay, well, I'll move up
to him.
Which
is sword range. Okay. That movement of range, that's you closing in, is your action this turn.
Okay, then I'll close in range.
Okay, so he's You were the first one to close with him, so he's going to strike at you first.
Okay.
Doink! So he got one success and one exploding success so far. Do that. And two strife, so he got two success and an opportunity in fire stance. So, in fire stance, he is allowed to, when you succeed on a check, and it's a TN2 to hit someone, so he made the TN2, you count as having one additional bonus success for each strife symbol on your kept dice. Mm-hmm. So he is going to have 1, 2, 3, 6 successes to hit you with a big honking katana. So its base damage is 4. He does a total of 10 endurance to you.
Okay, I'm wearing traveling clothes, which gives me
2 reduction.
2.
Yep.
Jesus.
People are walking around with giant razor blades.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything else that I can reduce that with.
All right, so you will take 8 endurance. What is your total endurance?
8.
Okay, so you have been reduced to 0 endurance. You haven't been hit by the sword. He's come at you in such a way that it's forced you, essentially, you're surrounded by them now, and the next strike's going to take you out if somebody hits you. Because you're now in such a weak and defensive state that somebody could do something horrible to you on the next strike. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so, your friend Soshi Kuroyuki is in trouble. Ray, what do you do?
I am going to pull out my Yumi and start firing arrows at people. Starting with the one that mostly did all the damage.
So you are at 2 now, and you can stay at 2, or you can choose to maneuver. It's up to you.
I'm going to stay at 2, I think.
Okay. You got 4 opportunity, 1 success, and 2 strife. It requires 2 success. To hit someone. You can spend a void point to roll an extra ring die.
Yeah, let's spend a void point.
You got 1 success, and that'll be 2 successes. You get to keep 4 dice because you rolled an extra ring die, and you keep a number of dice equal to your ring dice. So you tell me how that plays out. You will hit and do your base damage, unless you can find a way to finagle out additional from the 2 opportunity, which I don't think there is.
I can't, but I can use the 2 opportunity to provide assistance to the next character to attempt an attack.
That would be Lily, or Mu and Nikoi, if Lily doesn't attack. So you'll shoot at him, and he'll have to duck out of the way as the tree they were sitting under, the arrow sticks right next to it, next to his head there. And what's the base damage?
Damage is 5.
Okay. They got bows! He yells. And then the other 4 will move up. 2 of them will actually move back with bows themselves. And 2 of them will move up. 1 to Kuroyuki because the threat. And the other probably to Mua Nikoi because you look like the biggest, beefiest person. And therefore the most obvious initial threat. Okay, so start with Kuroyuki. Only got 1 success, which means he missed. But Mu and Nikoi. Oh no, he did get 2 successes because you count strife as successes. So that's 2 successes. That is a severity. You are incapacitated. That is a severity 4 critical, which means you suffer the lightly wounded condition for the ring that was used for this check. You are lightly wounded for fire. You all see Kuroyuki crumble as she takes a spear to the chest and kind of takes a fall. Now, you can next turn use your focus or your calming breath to regain an endurance and allow it to pick you back up. But you are otherwise now out. Munakoi gonna stab at thee. Stab at thee! With a spear, 2 successes is gonna hit, so you're going to take 3 endurance hit. As he comes up, and you gotta move the horse out of the way in order to kind of get past the spear, but it takes some of the wind out of you. And then it's Lily's go, so it's 3 endurance. Okay, so, Lily.
Okay.
Or Sayaka.
Quick question. My The fancy sword I got because it be for the Topaz champion, does that have any special qualities?
It is ceremonial and razor edged.
Oh, okay, so it's just a regular katana then.
Yes, it's just much prettier. It's also, I think, fine or something like that.
Resplendent?
Resplendent, indeed.
Resplendent, got it. Okay.
Yep.
Resplendent. Got it. Okay. So I'll take out my bow. I'm not up with them. I'm kind of still back by the cart. I'm gonna shoot at one of the ones that's by Kuroyuki.
Are you gonna shoot at the dude with the eye patch who seems to be the leader who's been calling orders to them? Or are you going to shoot at the other person who was flanking Kuroyuki, who just seems to be a grubby bandit?
I'll shoot an eye patch.
Okay.
I think since air is faint, it comes out as she readies her bow and aims, and then just right before she lets go, her where she's pointing like shifts just slightly.
Yeah.
So it looks like she's gonna shoot something else, and then she just like hit.
Yep.
Okay. Conflict. Bow. Yumi. Skill one, air, and.
Okay, so we're looking at a success, an exploding success, an opportunity, and three strife. So go ahead and roll the exploding success, and let's see where we're at. Okay, so.
I'll take the three plus the exploded one. I'll knock out one of the strife with the opportunity. So then,
So you will do damage plus one. What's your total damage?
Damage for bow is 5.
All right, so you will do 6, minus his armor of 4. But again, this time, you see this very light wound get cut in his arm, and he's like, ugh! Ugh! Take out the archers! So you did, so he's starting to look a little rough himself. Munakoi.
He's going to close in and attack the leader.
Okay.
The one who we have injured the most.
Yeah, the eye patch. He who appears to be the leader. He's the one shouting orders.
Cool. Yeah.
There you go.
Holy shit.
Yeah, combat guy.
Wow.
All right. You will max out at 4 successes. Even though you got 5, you can only keep 4 of them. But that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then with that, I'm using my Swirling Desert Wind.
Okay. What does that do again?
So I choose an enemy. It does not have to be the target.
Yeah.
I just need to be able to perceive them, and I'm going to choose the enemy that looks like they're about to attack me next.
It would be the guy kind of next to him there. Yeah.
Okay, and so that's going to increase the TN by 4.
Oh, to hit you? So the TN will be 6 to hit you.
Yeah.
Oh, this flash of you now for the first time truly seeing Motomu and Akoi in action. It's just this constant whirling movement of a scimitar as how do you take out Goro the bandit leader?
I kick dirt in his face and decapitate his goddamn head.
And in a splash of blood that sprays across you, the other guy next to you, and you know, your horse, there's this blossom of blood from the now decapitated head of Goro, and the guy next to him starts to scream a little bit. But Kuroyuki, it is your go.
So just as a point of order, I noticed something because I was going back through combat, and range band for the sword is 1 to 2. Range band for the Tessen is 0 to 1.
Yeah.
So would I start at range band 2 or range band 1?
You would have started at range band 2 because everyone started at range band 2. And you moved into range band 1 so that you could strike. He also at range band 1 struck you with his katana.
Okay. Okay.
Because you share the range band if you're in melee with your opponent.
Mm.
Make sense?
I'll take a calming breath.
Okay. You will remove 1 fatigue because you are definitely over your fatigue.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll be able to start shaking it off and wake back up. Ray.
I can maneuver and use an attack action in the same round, right? Wait, no, I'm already at range band 2. Never mind.
Yeah.
Tempest of Air. As an attack action, you may make a TN3 Theology Air check, targeting each character at range 2 to 3.
So two of the archers are at range 3.
Mm-hmm.
Motomu and Nokoi is engaged with somebody at range 2. So if you went for the close combat guy, you'd hit Motomu and Nokoi, but you'd also hit the two archers. But if you only went for the archers, you could place it in a way that would mean that you could only hit them and not endanger your party member. It's up to you. You'll get more targets, but you could hurt someone who's friendly to you, or you could just get two targets.
Question. You were asking about movement?
Yeah.
It says, and this is a skirmish?
Yes.
Okay, it says that you, once during their turn, before or after performing an action, a character may move one range band.
Oh, okay. Well, we will know that for the future. I apologize. It would be weird to go back two rounds, but that is my fault, and I go, I will give you an extra point of XP for taking the wound, because it was my fault and not yours. And that feels fair. So, you are going to shoot, you're going to Tempest of Air. Did you want to Tempest of Air the two archers, or all four of them?
Gonna have to do all four of them. Like, I'm sorry. I love you.
On the other hand, it is a TN 6.
Yeah.
To hit Mu and Akoi.
Yeah.
Currently sitting at 3 successes, 3 strife, and 1 exploding. 2 successes, an exploding success, an opportunity, and 4 strife, which is a hell of a roll so far.
Yeah. We're going to keep the 3 successes and roll the exploding.
Okay. That is 4 successes and 4 strife. So mark your strife up to 4. I think you took a couple before, so add 4 to your strife. And 4 successes. What happens?
They take... blast of one smite each target. Each target suffers supernatural damage equal to my air ring and must resist with a TN4 fitness check, earth 5, fire 2, or suffer the disoriented condition.
Okay.
And my air ring is 3.
So they have no supernatural resistance, so they'll each take 3 damage. And I'll make a quick roll just to make sure that is the case. They did not make it. So they will each take 3 damage, and they all look super screwed up as this whirl of wind begins to swirl around, almost as if it was summoned by Motomu and Akoi going like this. But there's this amazing sort of synergy right now between Kaido Rei's magical movement of the kami and the flashing wind of Motomu and Akoi's saber as 3 of these guys get caught up in this intense whirlwind, taking some damage on top of it. But it's their go. And the one in front of... One's going to shoot a bow at Rei, one's going to shoot a bow at Sayaka, and the last one's going to strike at Mu and Nokoi. So Mu and Nokoi will start with you. Then he needs a 6, so the chances of this working are very low, and he, of course, fails. The other two will need 2s with their bows. That's a fit.
Since I'm in air, the TN goes up by 1.
Okay, so I was going to say this one was versus Sayaka, only rolled a 1. And the last one here, 3 successes, 2 of which are exploding against Kaido Rei. All right, we're gonna take the 2 exploding successes, and because they're in fire stance, we're up to 4 successes. That's 5, 6, 7 successes.
Oh my god! No.
And one more. 7 successes. Okay, so, Kaido Rei, that's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
Okay. So my robes have a physical resistance of 1.
Yep.
So
that's something.
That's 11, and my endurance is 4.
Okay. I'm looking at, I want to see one thing. Because I do believe they have to, the first strike can only reduce you to 0 fatigue. Which will knock you out. As you take the hit, and it hits your armor, but knocks the wind out of you, and you fall back. Knocked out. So I'm making a call because it does not seem incredibly clear to me in the moment that you just go to 0 fatigue, and then they have to choose again to hit you in order to make something happen. So now, it's 3-on-3. The one fighter goes, we're going to get you back for Goro. And that's their whole go, because everybody did their thing. Lily, 3 bandits, 2 archers, and a melee guy.
Okay. I'll shoot at one of the archers.
Okay.
Oh. Nice.
I'm looking at 2 successes, 2 opportunity, and 2 strife. One of these successes is exploding. How would you like to break that down?
I'm going to keep the opportunity, and then keep the success with the strife, and then opportunity and strife, I'll just cancel out.
Sure.
And then let me reroll that skill die. Flip. Nice. Okay. So yeah, 3 successes and a strife.
The arrow goes singing through the air and directly through the throat of this bandit. There's a as blood starts to spread out along his rough brown kimono. The other two look and go, come on, we gotta get out of here.
Yes, you do.
But Mumu Nakoi, before they can come on, we gotta get out of here. It's your go.
Okay, I'll end the guy in combat with me.
Okay, I would end
Goro,
him.
I don't want to kill this guy, but I kind of want to attack him with my scimitar, but using the blunt end of the blade, or maybe okay. just paralyze him by damaging the back end of him.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and roll the hit, and what we'll say is you can choose to reduce the damage by pulling your attack. There's no reason you wouldn't be able to do that. So we're currently looking at 2 successes, which is enough to hit. And by the way, because he's a mook, it's enough damage to knock him out. We don't need to keep rolling.
Gotcha. And I was going to say, of course, Swirling Desert Wind on the archers, if you can't say anything.
Yeah. He crumples like a sack of potatoes to the ground.
Cool.
All right. So Shikuro Yuki, you're up. And up, also, with 1 fatigue.
So the only one that's left is the one that's out at range band 2?
That is correct.
Crap, I'm not close enough to him. I will guard.
Okay, you may guard away. And then the last archer, who's at range band 2 from everyone, starts running! He's... And he starts running across kind of this hill, this very grassy hill, and he's running up and over it.
I'll watch him like, he knows we have bows, right?
Ray?
I am going to take a calming breath because I think that's all I can do, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So bring yourself back 1 fatigue. Yeah, he's die, run! Lily, it's your go. He is out at range band 4, which is fine for a bow if you want to try and take a shot at him.
Okay.
There is no way to pull your punch with a bow, however.
Right.
You either hit him with the pointy end and it goes through, or not.
Arrows are pretty pointy.
Yeah.
Would showing them mercy be anything?
Yes. Compassion is a tenet of Bushido.
Okay. Yeah, I think she raises the bow and then kind of like slowly pulls it back down.
Okay.
They've learned their lesson.
Mu and Akoi, it's up to you if you want to chase or not. You're the only person at this point who could conceivably catch up because you're mounted.
Let them go.
I'm gonna look around at the dead ones. These ones certainly learned their lesson. I mean,
they did, but this one's still alive. I made sure of it.
I'll be able to tell anybody else at least, not to.
Well, and we could find out how these people attacked us in Lionlands and how they knew exactly which road we were going to be down, but the convenience of that road that we were supposed to be traveling down being closed and ending up here is just too... Maybe I'm paranoid, but better safe than sorry, correct?
Right.
It's usually the wisest course of action.
How is everybody feeling? You look like you took a few good bad blows.
I think I'm bleeding.
Given the nature of the rules kerfuffle, you will heal with a night's rest. There will be no additional whatever necessary there. It is a narrative bleeding, we'll say, and not a, yeah.
Are you bleeding, or usually that's a, you are, you aren't.
You could be bleeding internally.
It was a sword, and he ruined my clothes.
They're bleeding.
Okay.
I'm going to walk over to Goro's corpse and just look at it for a moment, and I'm going to try and steal his clothes.
Even the scorpion do this one? You don't touch dead people. You would need ritual purification afterwards. You can choose to if you want, but you would lose some glory and some honor, probably, and then you would require ritual purification. And everyone else would think you're super... Like, would none of the other samurai would want to talk or interact with you until you did.
Yeah, I forgot about the no-touchy thing.
Yeah, no-touchy.
No-touchy.
No-touchy. Getting blood on you in combat is relatively okay, as long as you bathe pretty quickly afterwards.
Sure.
But the legit touching of, like, corpses, that's something for the class called non-people to do.
I will ask somebody who is proficient in medicine to stabilize the man who I have incapacitated, please.
I think that's me.
Please do so.
Winded and recovering, you find yourselves now with a prisoner.
How do you, you're going to attempt to make sure he doesn't bleed out? Because he's bleeding a little bit himself.
Yeah.
Not enough to wake him up, though. Let's just make sure.
Okay.
It's a medicine. What is it called? Is it medicine? It's a medicine.
Yeah, it's just medicine.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
What approach?
I feel like Void would work best, because it's kind of like sensing where his injuries are, and...
Okay. I was going to go Earth or Void, so I think that works.
Yeah. Also, Ray does not do a lot of real thinking.
You got one success, which we'll say is enough to stabilize him. He won't be awake for a little while. You look around, and you now have a captive of a strange...
Oh, how's our traveling companion? Sorry.
He moved up the road about 100 meters as you all were fighting, just to stay away from the fight. He's like, nope, nope, nope.
Fair enough. Okay, just making sure he was all right.
On their way to the castle of the Emerald Champion, having been ambushed by bandits and with many more days to go, this is where we'll end today's episode of Steel Blossom Moon. Thanks so much for listening to the Welcome to the Party presentation of Steel Blossom Moon, a Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game by Fantasy Flight Games. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe whether you're listening on Google, iTunes, or on Podbean. We're so happy to have you today, and check out the social links below for links to our Twitch stream, our Twitter feed, and to our Patreon account. Our Patreon is the way that we subsidize all of the work that we do here at Welcome to the Party. It helps us pay our mods on the Discord, it helps us underwrite things like our Zoom chat, and our goal is to create a PBS for RPGs where we're able to fund writers, artists, and other creators around the D&D and RPG universe to create amazing things and then give them a place to showcase it. So if you feel like supporting the podcast, the best way to do it is to head over to patreon.com/welcomepartyrpg and give a buck or two if you got them. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.